Tzadik Dalet. It's in the middle. It's a hemshech of the maima we saw yesterday. Okay. Okay. It's a hemshech. It's a middle of the maima about Lavan, and we saw yesterday a little bit from the Ksaviad that Lavan is the pchina of Sheker, of Sheker. This is Emes. Here he's going to explain it a little bit sharper. Lavan is called Arami, Ramoy. The Metzius of the Uma Aramis is, and as Lavan's Mohus is seen in the Metzius of the Uma Aramis. Omnom, let's take a look in the piece on Tzadik Dalet, Omnom. Kashabo Yaakov al Aram. So now he's explaining that Aram and Yaakov are opposite Be'etzim, and Be'etzim cancel each other out, and one can't have a Shaykh as the other. Omnom. Kashabo Yaakov al Aram, hoy Aram is snagedo ligamri. Virotzel la'akres hakoil. Ki Arami hazeh einon bichlal hametzius klal. The Arami is not at all kolul in the Metzius. Arami is something that has no Metzius. Aval hu am she'ein she Metzius olav. Lekach yisnagdus hazeh. This is snagdus hu kashe yisnagid haheder ala Metzius. She's a snagdus gomo like a Mitzrayim. The two elements that are called heder and Metzius. These are lashonis that the Maral uses a lot. And I'll explain them soon. The word heder means like a vacuum, absence. Let's first see the mishon that he gives, and then we'll explain the shaykhs here. Ki achoyme v'atzura shnei ha-meshutofim, shem nachshav min ha-metzius. Choyme and tzura both are a chelik of the metzius. Aval yisnagdus arom nechshav yisnagdus heder metzius. Aram versus Klal Yisrael is Heder Keneged Metzius. Aval Yisnagdus Aram Nechshav Yisnagdus Heder Metzius Shu Mevakesh LeHeder Akol. V'zeh Shom Chazal Pek Achol. It says Arba Mischaret Alem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebrom. There are four things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Charoti created them. V'Elohim Golus Kazdim Yishmeilim Yitzahara. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mischare degraded. I mean, it can't mean literally that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mischare. I mean, kiloy ben yishu v'yenachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have. The teretz is the word charata means the following. Let's say a person buys a car, and after 5 years the car just runs out, peters out, and he goes and buys another car. So it's not the pshat, he had charata. He had a car, and then it finished. And from that point onwards, he has a new car. Let's say somebody buys a car and he realizes it's a lemon. He realizes it's a bad car. So the pshat is his charata is I realize all along that I didn't have a car. Charata means where I'm taifis the thing as not being kayim all along. It was an illusion. I thought it's a good car. It's a shmata. So the word charata on a person is a gilui that the thing that was until now wasn't be'etzem metzias. It was an illusion. I thought so. I looked like it. I was fooled into it, and so on. So the when it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu has charata on four things that he created, it means these are four things that are they're pchina of heder. Their metzias is an absence of metzias. Ubiyozeh ki kastim ein metzius nechshavim. Kastim are not considered metzius. Ki lepchisusam ein shem metzius aleihem. Because they're lacking in substance, there is no metzius. Veim doimim lebriya shitfeila. V'neshech zach lebriya sacheres kemar tiloim. Just like there is a certain chelik of the bria in lamashal parasites. They don't have their own metzius. All they do is they latch onto something else. And if you'll take a look, he says that the lashon is not a lashon. There's a quote on the bottom, other mekaymis, where it says that the lashon of kastim is not a lashon, because again, lashon aramis is sort of a pseudo lashon of lashon kodesh. It brings it later in the hemshach here. Yitzhara is not a thing that be'etzim has a metzius. She'en Yitzhara nechshav dova atzmi. I'll explain that soon also. V'chein agolos eilo metzius ba'atzmoy, olekach ha-kodesh Baruch Hu shomashpi ha-metzius bevare mischarat eilo metzar atzmoy. V'chein Yishmol is also like that. Mitzad sh'yoshev ha-hol b'midbar is tamid. Yishmol is an uma that's not b'mokum yishuv. Eina nichnas klal b'chlal ike metzius. V'chol ha-dvarim eilo yisham tam muflog that he speaks about in Sefer Netzach. Klala Dovi says, Kastim Eila Metzius. When it says that Kosh Baruch is Mischarat on a Kastim, it means Kastim are a nation that have no substance. Aval in Meshachar Metzius Achei. V'Kastim, who are Rom, Bevadai, Kastim is a Rom, V'Zenyan Borer, and he brings his Raias over here that not like the Ramban, there's a Machloikis over there, whether Kastim and Rom is the same or not. V'Ari Omer Pe'akamad Shabbos, he says, Omer Bechon, Kol HaShoyel, Tzurochav b'loshna rami, eim alocha shosh niskokin loy. She'eim alochim makirim loshna rami. You see that loshna rami, it says you can't daven loshna ramis because malochim are not make. D'chagim shulchoruch, it's a shayla. I mean, it's a shayla in the Gemara, and we pask in that b'yochid, you shouldn't, but tzibu, you can. Pirish, ki aram hazeh hu yoytzi b'chlal metzius oylam. Ve'in anechshav b'chlal shivim loshna shim seder metzius oylam, and therefore the loshna is not a loshna. Okay, I want to explain this a little bit more by Richas about Aram. It's a very important nekuda. We said that the Metzius of Lavan was Sheker, and that's the Zel Umaseh of Yaakov Avinu, who was Midas Emes. The Metzius of Sheker means, what does it mean that there's a Metzius, there's a Uma, that its Metzius is Sheker? Lemashal. When somebody, let's say there's an umma that every person wants good things, so you have an umma that they look for midas tovus, and they have an umma that is big in civility. Civility is the sheker of midas tovus. Midas Tovus means the person has a good attitude towards something, he likes people, he cares for them, he's sympathetic, and therefore he expresses a metzius, a positive metzius. Civility is you're taking the same thing without the teichen of it. A person, lamashal, having a person is proud of kinyonim because he worked hard on them. Like the p'china of tzaddikim is mamoinam chavivim aleim. So when a person does something, a person carves out a piece of wood and he builds something nice out of it, there is a justifiable pride in it. A sheker is somebody comes along, he steals a piece of wood like that, and he puts it down and he says, "Take a look." A person who learns hard and knows something versus a person who pretends. Sheker is something that looks like metzius and has no metzius. That is the midah of sheker. That's why chesomer shakadosh baruch hu's emes means because wherever kadosh baruch hu goes, there's metzius. The hefuch of kadosh baruch hu in the world, there doesn't exist hefuch of kadosh baruch hu in the world. There can't be a metzius in the world with not kadosh baruch hu. So b'meila, if there is something that has a metzius, is not a kodesh baruch hu, bal korchoch, it's sheker. Sheker meaning it looks like a metzius, but it's not a metzius. That is the midah of sheker be'etzim. When you say when a person is a shakran, what does it take to be a shakran? What it takes to be a shakran is, and again, when we're talking about a shakran, not somebody who happened to lie at a particular time when it was uncomfortable, so he said a lie. That's an avera, in those cases when it's avera. That's a particular ma'ase issa. But when you speak about somebody that goes around lying, so what you're saying is that this for this person, ki'ilu metzias is as good as metzias. Why? I mean, I don't need to have actually attained something. I can lie and say I attained it. The midah of sheker is the hefer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesemes is emes because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's lahanchel oyavei yesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the biggest matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give, the what we get in Olam Haba is yesh. Everything in Olam Hazeh is with limited liability. It all seems like it, but the Masha'en Kein Olam Haba, whatever you have, you really have. There's a I once read a very touching story. There was an Adam Gadol called Rabbi Chil Gordon. He was Lamja Rosh Hashiva. In Europe, he was Berumah Shel Olam. He was Rosh Hashiva of Lamja, which was a very Chashuv Yeshiva. He had a tremendous family. He had a wife and a daughter that was a Chad Bedora, and a lot. And the war basically killed out everything. I don't remember, maybe the daughter died before. I remember, but Lamayit said he lost everything, everybody. He had a small yeshiva in it. So afterwards, it didn't, whatever it was. And the person who wrote the story was Rabbi Chil Gordon, was in America, and he was riding with him together on the subway. He was going to collect money, whatever. He was riding with him together on the subway. And he told him a story about his daughter, a Maisa Chesed that she did, that the father didn't know about. Something, I forgot, she had given away money that she had for a dress to a poor girl or something. I don't remember the details, a very long time ago I read about it. And he usually never spoke about it. He had a tear in his eye, and he said, Nachas in Gan Eden. That was the lashon he used. And the person was, it was a strange lashon. It's not a Yiddish, not an expression that he was familiar with. And he said if Chil Gordon said it probably was a medrash somewhere. And finally somebody found it for him in Tanchuma. I think it says it by Orla or Natarvai, something like that. It says that in this world a person is mashkia latnis children, and a person never sees the nachas. Sometimes a child gets sick, sometimes he dies, sometimes he goes to death. A lashon like that. And he says, but in Olam Haba, that's where a person sees the real nachas from his children. Along those lines, it's been a long, long time since I saw it. But Agapanim, the schar in Olam Haba is lahanchel oyavei yesh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives yeshus to the oyavei Hashem, and therefore the opposite. So the Metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chosemis of Emes and Yeshus and Metzius is one thing, and the opposite of it is Sheker, Ki'ilu, Metzius, and so on. That is what Lavan was. And B'meila, take a look at Lavan. Yaakov Avinu worked like a dog for so many years, and to have to have money, to have two wives and children, and then Lavan comes, slaps him on the back, and says, "No, habanim b'noisai, habanim b'noisai, and I'm a partner in the firm. Just add my name to the partnership." That was the hafka, that as long as I stand in the picture, smile with everybody else together, I'm part of it. Where was the sheva shalom avaticha b'leah, the sheva shalom avaticha b'rochel, and by yom chayrev and balayla koyer, and all that. The teretz is the metzias of getting something without be'emes having it. That's the oilam of sheker. And in the primius, the biggest hefech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that. That's why Yetzirah also. Yetzirah is someone that the metzias of Yetzirah can't be a real metzias. It's interesting. This Uma is called kastim. You're not supposed to darshan these things yourself, but it's very hard not to listen to the word. I mean, the word kastim is kishedim. It's very hard not to find the word shedim in kastim. The bria of shedim, one spoke about a long time ago, Gittinsman, when we're learning the sugya. The bria of shedim is a ki'ilu adam. Milamailo, it looks like a person. But it stands on feet that are not real feet, that are chicken feet. It's standing on something that's not a metzius. It's a mannequin that's not a real Adam. Shedim, it says, is a bria, that is created from Zer Levatola, from Yehurim, it's also that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Metzias a real chibur of Zoche and Nekeva, a real chibur of a person to person, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Metzias a Zelu Maseh. The Zelu Maseh is a chibur that's kula chitzoini. There is no chibur. It just it carries the chitzoinius of Zoche and Nekeva, and there is no chibur Zoche and Nekeva. That's the mocker for Shadim. So the Metzias of Ra in every way possible is that it doesn't There's a pasuk. It says, "Kara dogor v'lo yolad." If a person claims that he has something but he didn't give birth to it, there's another pshat in the pasuk. Kara is a type of bird. I think it's a crow. There's a modern bird. I forgot what it's called. That it has a habit of stealing nests of other. It lands on other nests and it adopts other nests and hatches the chickens. The attacking hatches the. So Kora Dogar, another pshat of Shalim is this bird Dogar means to incubate. It's a modern Hebrew word also. Kora Dogar Liyol. It says Bechatzi Yom of Yazvena. It'll leave him in midlife. The midpoint is always Keilu, just like by a shade. Up 50% of it looks like Adam, and 50%, the bottom 50% doesn't look like Adam. It's standing all on chicken feet. The same thing here also. The Metzias Bechatzi Yom of Yazvena. It leaves him after 50% of the time. Okay. Ulefika, therefore Yaakov and Aram were like a fechim, they were heder l'metzias. And that's why he wanted to be oikas hakoil, because the heder misnaged l'metzias l'gamri. V'hovim d'oram elu kem yisoydi ha-chochma, herachti b'zeh b'shvil oysam asher oytsum mischakim adi b'chachomim. V'gilisi kehem ha-yoydim matzpuni ha-chochma, Gilisi came how yoidim matzpun achachm choroz lo anastem vaday yeshkifah in shir. It's a point that the Maral keeps stressing. He's very upset when people are keilu disregard Chazal because they sound far-fetched. They don't sound like it's pshat. Devin Ezra, he goes to Talmud over here. In other words, if you try to understand what they're saying, instead of saying no, it's only Drush, you'd get it. You'd go a lot further. Let's see one more piece. That's it. Vayered Mitzrayim Onos Al Pi Hadibur Vida Ki Inyan Yaakov Hoya Kol Dvarav Shaloi B'Mikra She'ilu Hoya Dvarav Shal Yaakov B'Mikra Dayna Eridu L'Mitzrayim Hoya Imkena Geula B'Mikra Vayikra Seyda Oilam B'Mikra. The Maral says that it was not, the word mikra here doesn't mean, when the Maral speaks of mikra, he's not saying that it is a, there was a hashkocha for this point. The opposite of mikra is not hashkocha. It means in the Maral a lot more, the opposite of mikra would be seder. For instance, let's say a person is being treated in a first aid station. So they notice he's bleeding, they slap something on the place that's bleeding. They notice he has trouble breathing, they put a tube down his mouth. They notice he has trouble this, he has pain, they give him a painkiller. There is no systematic approach to the person. There's only a symptomatic approach to the person. When you go to a hospital and they have time to diagnose you, they sit down and they say, okay, the problem is that this and this is the problem. It needs an operation. In order to make an operation, we have to prepare him. We have to give him an infusion. We have to give him anesthesia. We have to do this and that. And it's, so the difference is, it's not that there is no HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it happened as a mikra, but the events interconnect with each other. Everything, it goes step by step. Vayered Mitzrayim Onos Al Pi Hadibur, what he's saying is that in order for the Geula to be the product of some Mahalach, it's from the very beginning, you have to, in the first step of Golos, you have to find the Hashkocha that's leading up to a Geula. Shulahoye Dvav Shaka B'Mikra, Dayna Yeridim Mitzrayim, Hoye Imkena Geula B'Mikra. Vaye Ika Seder Hoylem B'Mikra. The Golus and Gula of Klal Yisrael is an Iker. It didn't just, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Etzim Kavanah Debriya to be Megala the Inyanim that happened. Over there he speaks about Dosim Vaviram. How come Dosim Vaviram always keep cropping up as the bad guys? So he says because if the Metzias of Moshe is Toiv Be'etzim, so the people opposing him, there's also Mahalach fit. That's what he speaks about over there. If you're attributing the Golos to just a bad decision on Yaakov, so the Geula is bad, also a Mikra. You can't say that the Geula is a pre-plotted Mahalach, because it depends on Yaakov's choice of direction. The Maral's Mafteach in a lot of Pesach, the Chassidim say that it's called a Seder because Megalat is a Seder in the world. Part of the Chiyuv, when every person realizes there's a Chiyuv for a certain amount of Hidah, for certain, a Yeshua here, a help over here, a good thing over there, and that we attribute Ashkocha to. That's fine. But the real chiyuv of being Makach Ashkocha v'Kadosh Baruch Hu is that a person look back and connect events. A person has to go back and say, what the future bodes, nobody knows. It's interesting that everybody tries to figure out where the future's headed to. So again, there probably are people that can do it. There probably are Ruach HaKadosh people. I don't know that many, and very few people are Baal Eitzah for the present. But the chiyuv, what a person can do and should do, is to try to trace back the past. And again, it's important. What a person doesn't know, he doesn't know. But if a person connects enough pieces, what the Maral is saying is the musig of Mikra versus Seder is, Seder requires a few pieces. The opposite of Mikra is not Ashkocha. In a small way, yes. The job of a Maimi is not just to say, oh, I was saved from a bad thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. Fine, that's Yimakir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Chesed and Yimashabeach. But a person has to connect pieces. A person has to say, this was a chain of bad events and it's gotten to this point, and this is the chain of events got to this point. There has to be some sort of sense, and again, it's only possible, except for maybe Big Bali Ruach HaKodesh, but it's only possible, the chiyuv on us is to do it on Ova. And the zman that's misugal, when a person looks back, Yetzias Mitzrayim is the beginning of Hashkocha in the world. Bria Salem was the beginning of the world. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the beginning of Hashkoch in the world. So if there's a certain skula, on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, a person gives a din v'cheshman his maisim. On Pesach, a person gets a certain hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maisim. And the hakara and the maisim is not particular points. It's much more than that. It's that a person finds a certain seder in events. Every person, for whatever he is, good about him, it's a product of downfalls, problems, events, good choices. A lot of it went into it. All of it is Seder. Whatever is relevant to a person's main mitzias, it's not only that particular points are Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the Seder Advarim. And as a person goes along, in some ways it gets easier, some ways it gets more confusing, some ways it gets easier to pick up some threads. So if there's some sort of skula on a personal level, and a chiyuv, it's that on Leila Seder, a person has a certain tefis and Seder, as opposed to nekudas of mikrim, each one may be ashkacha, but still in not connected. Okay, achakash of samech. So somebody remember where...